Welcome to the Do You Get podcast.
Because I don't think they get.
Actually, but do they get?
No, they don't get. Do you get that they don't get?
They
that
don't get that they don't get.
No,
they
don't get this
philosophy.
They don't get it. You don't get it. If you don't get it, forget about it.
Hello. Welcome to the Do You Get podcast. And this is Flores coming to you live with Cindy.
Hi, guys. Your resident good vibe connoisseur. See me live and direct with my girl, Flores. We haven't recorded together since we graduated college.
That's almost a year.
Oh, no.
She's not good.
Calm down. Sorry.
Almost there, for sure.
Crazy. That was fun, I feel like I graduated years ago.
But the silly thing is that when you got here, like, I just didn't feel like we haven't been apart.
Or we have been apart. Yeah. It was just like, oh, Florence just went to the bathroom and came back.
I was just like, it was just so weird. Like, it wasn't like, oh, it just feels like you've been here the whole time.
Yeah.
It's so insane.
It's so weird.
Because I was expecting to feel like, oh my gosh, like, this is so different.
Yeah.
But it did feel so different.
It just fell into place.
Yeah. That's cool.
That's good. It means we're really friends. If we were enemies, when we see again, I'd just be like, who is this babe? So, shout out to God for that.
Yeah.
Of course, have you been? It was Florence's birthday weekend, which is why I was here.
I'm recording this ahead of time, so maybe when you get it, it might be a bit loopy. But yeah, this was my birthday weekend, and everyone showed up. It was so nice. I was telling God yesterday, I'm so grateful. I probably should tell you guys. I wanted to tell you guys about Chika left.
Oh, that you're telling God?
Yeah, I'm so grateful for my friend.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
What if my friend talks about her friend? And she's still happy, but she gets so tired.
No, but yeah, thank you guys for coming live and direct and sharing this weekend. It's been really nice. It's been really nice. How have you been?
I've been good. This weekend was needed. I needed it for my soul, my spirit. I think I really missed my friend. Like, and I feel like it had been too long. Like,
mm-hmm.
I was like, I've been begging to come to Dallas.
They
know great.
I wasn't. It's just timing, ego, all that kind of thing.
Okay, God bless the money.
But yeah,
I think it was needed. Like, I haven't seen you guys in so long. In too long. Well, actually, I saw Sydney in January, but that doesn't really count. Because she wasn't really around. She was busy. So,
yeah.
It was good. It was a nice weekend. A wholesome weekend.
Yeah. We actually got things done, which is crazy. Because all our other trips is just vibes.
It's just vibes. And to be fair, this trip was vibes too. But I feel like vibes with direction.
Yeah, we planned. Like, actually, like, we wrote things down. I was like, okay, this is what we are coming to do. Pack like this. This is the thing. And it's so interesting how we got things. So even if, like, sometimes the schedule was really tight. So,
yeah.
Like, we still were able to get... No, we didn't get everything 100%, but I said, like, I'm very satisfied with everything we managed to get done. Like, we did a lot.
Yeah.
Even, like, even with pictures, like, when we go on trips, when we do things, we just be talking.
No pictures.
When it's not somebody's birthday, what's posted, it's like, you have to go to the archives.
Bro.
And cool. But it was really nice that, like, we planned things and things. And we did new things.
True.
Like, I got on a go-kart for the first time ever. It was fun.
I was so scared. I was feeling like I was an F1 driver.
I was like, get out of marriage.
I passed Chika. I was like, Chika. So you know that it's me that passed you. So I was like...
I was behind Zinny. Was just like... She was just... Her turns were just so scattered. I was like, what is everybody? It took me like a couple seconds to get used to it. And then when I bumping into me, I was just like... It's because I don't have road rage. I'm just I actually have road rage.
I feel like I'll be such an angry driver. Like, even as a passenger, I'm already angry. I'll already be screaming on behalf of the person that is driving. Just let's talk about when it's now me. Ah! That's why God has not given me my license. Wow.
But, yeah. It was really nice. Yeah. I'm really glad you guys came. Yeah. And, yeah, I'm thankful.
Well, it's good to be
back. But Simi, I have a question for you.
Okay.
So, I wrote down this question actually.
Okay.
Quality of friends or quantity of friends, which is better? And the reason why I'm also thinking about this question is because it's just a weird thing with me on social media. I've always said this on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you know when like people post you on your birthday, only 3 people said me. I was feeling so awkward reposting. No, but like, I was really appreciative. I was like, oh, people think I only have 3 friends. But the thing is that people wish me happy birthday on social media. But like, it's just a weird thing. I'm like, oh, people are watching. Maybe people think I only have 3 friends. It's so bad.
That's great.
And it's not like people wish me happy birthday, but like, and I was very grateful for it, but I was just feeling this sort of awkwardness, like, oh, should I only post this 3 people? People think that I don't have friends or people that care about me.
Yeah.
Like, I only have 3 friends. And then I was not thinking like, oh, this is fuck, man.
No, that that is crazy, but I definitely see what you mean. I've experienced like the past in that. I think also like I don't take pictures, so it's just like my friend on my birthday, my friend like, oh, send me pictures so I can put it on. You don't have pictures, it must be crazy. But I think that definitely to answer your question, quality over quantity. I think it's just things that we overthink with social media, because I've definitely been in that mindset where, in fact, sometimes it's only one person that you tag you and wish you happy birthday. So, you know, it counts.
It counts, and I believe it, but it's just like,
Because I know there's some people too, like, even if you tag them on their birthday, they won't repost. Like, even 1 million people tag them, they're not posting it on their story. Mm-hmm. They'll just swipe up and say thank you.
Yeah.
So, it's not just a personal thing, like, if you decide to put it on number. I don't think anybody really cares. Like, when I'm watching people's birthday stories, I'm never like, oh, how many people would you have? Except if it's overwhelming and you see those small that I'm like, only you. You know what I mean? Except if it's basically a celeb or something. But, like, that's the only time I'll be like, oh. But if I only see 1 or 2 or 3, I'm just like, oh, is this person's birthday? Or just happy birthday, move on. Like, I'm never, like, counting, like, how many did this person get? So, it's definitely like,
it's just a weird thing
in your head.
Yeah,
it's
a weird thing. Really, no, nobody gives a
shit. Except if somebody gets that person.
And then I was like, but yeah, I was just thinking about it. I was just like, I really want to repost this, but then it's like, damn, only 3 people. And then people will not think that I don't have people that care about me.
Even if you have 3 people that care about you.
Yeah, which is
that's good. Too good. Some people don't even have one.
But it's just awkward. You know what I mean? Like, I've gone to people's stories when there's a birthday and you see all those dots. It's like, especially when I was, like, starting college. Because that's when I started to really notice that people really did that, like, reposting. I think that's when Instagram added that algorithm where you can repost things.
Oh, okay.
So when I would see, like, all these people being, like, reposted, also, all these people wish you happy birthday, you know, I started to look at yourself like,
oh, nobody cares about
awkward, and it's like, damn, all these people are now watching my story thinking that, bro, this guy is lame.
Yeah, that's the thing with social media. It's just about how you want to control how people see you. But at the end of the day, if 1 million people wish everybody on Instagram, that doesn't mean you have 1 million friends in your corner.
Yeah.
So it's all just about, you know, one, the perception that people have of you, not necessarily the reality of what your life is.
Yeah.
So, don't worry.
I tried to push back that feeling.
I'm proud of myself. I'm proud of you too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, happy birthday. Well, yeah, on this trip, we did a lot. We, like, friends, I really go karting. But then, before we go on this trip, I gave everybody an assignment to watch. There's this show. Did it take Africa? Turn up Africa.
Mm-hmm.
I think what pushed me to watch this show. So I was thinking about my hair, and I needed something to watch. So
mm-hmm.
I started watching the first two episodes, and I realized this show is too good. So I told everybody on the trip to watch the first two episodes, and we watched the last two together. And let me tell you guys, we need more Maryland situations. Like,
really
all those useless podcasts, maybe some of them should go and go on reality TV. Let's laugh. Because, seriously, the podcast is too much. But let me not go too far. That show was really good. I really liked how it showed that, like, men have feelings.
Men have emotions.
Like,
but it's so interesting how they deal with it. How they deal with it. Like, all of them, like, they're very, very egotistical in their own ways.
Yeah.
So maybe I didn't really get that from Ebuka though.
Not necessarily from Ebuka.
Not necessarily, but like
he's very level-headed.
Yeah, but they have like big personalities. So it's just interesting seeing that. Even Onoja, I don't think I got it from him either.
Okay.
But it's just interesting seeing how like they dealt with things and how they were just like, you can just tell that this person cares, but just doesn't know how. Say it in the correct like way. I don't know if it's correct way is the right terminology, but it was just an interesting thing because usually it's always women on reality show, you know, like, always fighting. But it's so interesting seeing men do the same.
Exactly, thing. Like just showing like these guys are actually human beings too.
Yeah,
it's not just oh I'm a fine boy, macho, maybe dress well, and
yeah.
story like white pool girls, like the whole like
yeah.
thing up. I really
and people
will
be calling women crazy if they do the same thing.
True. This one is not balanced, but yeah, I really like that about the show, and I also really like that it showed me that men can be messy, and that's okay. Like, men are messy, we're all messy. That's just
people are messy,
very messy. But I think it's good. So I hope season two comes. I really recommend it to you guys. Like,
it's on Prime.
Yeah, it's on Amazon Prime. It's really well done. Shout out to Ebuka. Like, I never, ever thought I would see reality TV show for men, for Nigerian men, even say. Like, it just came out of left field. I really enjoyed it. Like, it was well executed. It didn't feel scripted.
Yeah.
Like, it just felt, because there's so many things you're just like, what is this? Like, what is actually going on here?
And then you know, the rest, I don't want to name and shame, but like, every two scenes, they are having dinner, lunch, and breakfast. And they're always airing out their rubbish on that same, like, scenario.
Exactly.
And it's never anything, like, different. And the reality show, they didn't even, like... Those reality shows, they don't really tell you who those people are. But I really liked that with this show. Like, it was a proper, like, what does this person do?
Yeah.
Who is this person?
Right.
Like, it was clear how, you know... they matter to society.
Yeah, right.
I'm so sorry. I don't want to name because this is going to be on YouTube. But I have, you know, so much respect for people that can put themselves out there. You know, and entertain us, you know. Okay.
Oh wow, shout out to you, Ebuka, shout out to your cast of Ebuka Songs of Africa. I really hope they see, I want to see more African culture. I want to see Tom Africa. That's my only grunt to you guys. Tom Africa, 4 episodes, two countries. That's my only problem.
It's like Africa is how many countries? And there's so many more countries that they could have gone to.
Yeah.
Or at least more cities they could have been able to,
go to
touch down on.
So I hope that's the plan.
Yeah.
We want more. 4 episodes is not enough. Come on now.
Yeah. I thought it was at least 8. You know, they try, maybe they didn't have the resources like that.
Yeah, maybe they're just testing to see how well it does.
Yeah.
But if you can cancel this show. Because left, right, they are just cancel. That's it. But you have a dilemma,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we have one. Let me pull it up. It's very interesting.
Lawrence is really not the dilemma, you guys. This is a rare moment, so bask in it.
I'm smiling.
If you're not watching, go and subscribe to that YouTube, but continue listening.
And just go and, you know, view it, help us, help our like it, put on one or two comments, let us know how you feel about things, and then go back to the audio, because me too, I prefer audio. And these videos, people have bullied me into doing, but it's okay. Anyways.
Okay.
Dilemma starts like this. It's quite long.
Okay.
I have a friend I met in one of my classes last fall at a new college.
Okay.
We sat beside each other, and she was also African, which is a plus.
Okay.
So our friendship was born out of circumstance. Mm. Throughout our time as friends, she constantly says things that feature harmful ideologies or things I don't agree with. Racially prejudiced or generally bigoted, etc. I thought we could talk out our differences, but having conversations with her exhausts me. I feel fake hanging out with her because I know it's gotten to the point that I don't really like her. And the problem is she's my only friend at the new school. I have social anxiety about meeting new people, and I would feel kind of shady dropping her out of nowhere. But I don't think there is a conversation to be had or a happy middle to reach. I've tried. What would you do? How would you go about a friendship breakup? Am I just tweaking? You're definitely not tweaking. And let me tell you the mature thing that I would do. Right. I'll just drop off with the face of the earth. I've just learned that I'm actually a very non-confrontational person. That I just think that I'm just going to, like, you know, just slowly reduce the text. I'm not going to ghost, though. I'll be available, but, like, it would just be like, oh, can we do this? Oh, I have an engagement to my mother. I live with my parents now.
Oh,
I can't
say anything.
I can't say anything. But, like, I don't know. Fizzle out. I'm not, like, if someone does something, I'm not very good at confrontation now.
Yeah.
Conversations.
That makes sense.
Unless, because having those conversations, I have to, like, be prepared to have them. And sometimes there's just no time to be thinking. But I think you're definitely not tweaking. Like, I don't think it makes sense to be, like, in an exhausting friendship. Right. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. I think this just made me think of that quote. Show me a friend, I just tell you who you are. If you have a friend that has views that are so strong, I just, like, absolutely, like, your friends will never agree on everything, on, like, all your views. Like, each person is different. But if you have friends that have very
questionable
views on important issues like race and all that, you shouldn't sacrifice who you are as a person for the sake of that friendship. That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't mean that you're not automatically, like, going to be, like, wicked to them. But it's just like, it doesn't mean that you cannot be friends with them. It just means like your distance with them.
You shouldn't be friends with them.
Really?
You can be acquaintances.
Yeah.
Acquaintances, or they can be your colleague.
Acquaintances.
But not your friend. Like, for something as serious as that, I don't think you need to be having a friendship type of relationship with that person, because, like, what are you friends for? Like, what are you actually talking about if you don't agree on things that make you who you are as a person? Like, okay, like, this is not, oh, I like the jollof rice, you like fried rice. This is important. Like, no. There's no need. Like, let's remove stupid friendships this year. Like, no, seriously. Like, I get it, because I keep seeing social media. So, conversations on social media, you know, about loneliness and things you express. And, like, it's true. Like, people are lonely, but because of that loneliness, don't put yourself in a situation where you're like, how did I get here? And then it starts affecting your identity and things that make you, you're like, all your foundational values and stuff like that. Like, you don't need that. Like, no friendship is worth that, because that's just sacrificing who you are. And once you don't know who you are, then what are you doing on this earth?
True.
Like, you shouldn't.
What I meant was cordial.
Yeah, yeah, like exactly.
It can be cordial, but like exactly. It can't be like. Those are things that are fundamental. It just doesn't make sense. Like when me my friends were hanging out, like the conversations we have, I can't just imagine you guys have like these very, very irritating views on things. I'll just be irritated around you. It doesn't make any sense. And if you can't reach a middle ground, that even makes it worse. Like, what's even the point? But like, it doesn't mean you can't be cordial.
Yeah.
I think me, in real life, what I'll actually do is just to slowly fizzle out of the person's life. I don't think it needs to be like, I don't think it needs to be a thing where you just sit down. Oh, I don't think I can be friends with you because this is...
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think that's a conversation that is needed. Anyways, right. I think that's why I personally would just slowly fizzle out.
That makes sense, though.
Unless it's like, we're really close friends. Like, if it's me and Simi now, I'll probably have that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it's just somebody that, you know, I met last fall.
Yeah.
It's just once in. Mm-hmm. Oh, I have an engagement. Prior engagement.
Yeah. But I understand why you want to hold on to them, because you're seeing that's the only friend you have currently.
Mm-hmm.
I think you need to, you know, give yourself grace to find new people. Give yourself time as well. Like, starting in a new place is not easy.
Yeah.
We've both experienced that. And, like, it will take time. Like, I'm still even trying to find
even
new people where I am now. But don't, because of that, hold on to something that is not necessary. Like, you will find your people.
Regardless,
things work out in a weird way at the end. Like, things will fall into place for you. I just have your support.
But amen.
Don't. Like, it's scary. So, like, you're just the only friend you have. Like, I don't know what that feels like, but I imagine it's like, oh, I'm just going to be alone now.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And that's scary. So maybe lean on the friends you had before that.
If you didn't, I'm sorry. Lord, now I'm trying to make empathetic to every situation.
Sorry. Yeah, try and hold on to the friends you had before that, and still, like, you know, try and put yourself out there to meet more people that are, like, you know, like-minded and share similar values.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
But thank you for sending that dilemma. If you have a dilemma, you know, please link our Instagram bio. The centers, we love hearing
us. Even DM us, you know, if you don't care about this. And again, it doesn't have to be a DM. It could just be something you're thinking about, or like something you want us to talk about. Like,
right.
It's really not that deep.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be like, oh, I have something circumcised. You know, all these big things happen to me. Let me tell you something. Half of the population of the world, not every day is eventful.
So that's still fuck. You know this daily reporting that we do now. It has too much shit. I'm like, my life is just very straightforward. I need to get
I wake
any...
up, eat, shit, sleep. Go to work, thank God for even work, sir. If I didn't have work, what would now be in that time?
Exactly.
That 8 hours. Hey.
So
yeah. Not every day is eventful, so life
100%.
Yeah,
100. How much money do you think you will have before you consider yourself rich?
And that will come from.
Sorry, I said 100, then I said it was $100 million. I think I have an obsession with money.
No, you really do. Yeah,
I'm so obsessed. It's kind of scary.
You really do.
Yeah, but how much money?
How much money before I think of... I think we where I'm at now.
Mm-hmm.
If someone drops, like, 100K in my account, I'll jump. No, like, that's... I think that, for me, is rich. Even 50K.
Mm-hmm.
I think for where I'm at now
in
life, 50K million dollars, so not the currency.
Say, don't bring any useless money to me.
Dollars, pounds, all that, you know, what has value.
The big leagues.
The big leagues. So, yeah, I think where I'm at now, that's, I think that's when I was like, ha. I don't think I'm still. I don't think I'm looking to get like without like, you know, straightforward.
Yeah.
How much? 100 million.
No, no. Before I consider myself rich, based off what I have now, I would say upwards of 100k, let me like 200. Because it means like $200,000
$200 on tax, so not this.
Yes, yes, so not all this. It's not about real money.
Real. Because this government can tax. Everything I've heard that they tax, I'm just like.
This life, they can build your destiny. And why all these billions, billions? I give birth billions. I breathe billions. I shit billions. Like, you know that you pay sewer for? So because you flush the toilet, you pay. Like, what is going on? Billions. Yeah. So, I'm talking about 200k disposable.
Yeah, like, that's disposable income. That's what I'm talking about. Like, because I've seen what people make and what they take back. And I'm just like, how can somebody just be working? You pay them something, they get the money. Government.
So you thought you were rich? I prove you wrong.
It's so bad. Like, it's so bad what they tax people for. And I actually don't want to know. Especially when you come in homeowner.
Really?
I think you have to pay a lot of things. And then if something breaks in your house, you have to be the one. You can't call your landlord now.
That's true. Okay. That was really...
They tax everything. It's insane. Like, my mom was telling me, oh, you have to put your savings accounts in your tax document, I think. But they say that if it's over a certain amount, they start taxing.
Okay.
I heard. I don't know if it's true, but that sounds right. I don't care. That sounds right to me, because that's insane. That's insane. Anyways... What do I know?
Sorry, we shouldn't get there. That's the scary part. You know, someone said, oh, you know, you're almost 30. She said, can you actually calm down?
Relax.
I'm not really 25. Oh, well, you're close to 30, that you have to 13. Did I ask you for that?
Relax.
What is going on? Can we age with grace? Can we take our time? What happened?
No, but time is actually going by so quick.
I can't believe I'm March. It was just January 1st.
Yeah. And it's almost like...
I'm already almost April.
Yeah.
Today is March 1st. 17th. Yeah. Man, this year is wrong.
And I'm playing it now. Guys,
Jesus Christ.
And people start having expectations from us.
Yeah, they already have.
It's different now.
Actually, don't just about marriage.
Marriage and, you know, own your own house and all that kind of things. Everybody just needs to stay on their own thing and their own journey.
But do you have any things you would like to accomplish by 30? Like, you're like, oh, by 30, I would like to. Not that I should, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This is more like, I would want to, blah, 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 blah.
I don't think, like, with the career I'm going to, I don't think I have much room. I don't think I have much room, like, by 30. By 30, I did say I wanted to run a marathon by 30. I feel like that one, I think I have much room.
Okay.
But that's by the grace of God, with time, with my body adapting. But career-wise, I'm still in the trenches a bit. I mean, it will be better, because by then, hopefully, they are paying me something,
because
I'll be in school, I'll be making anything. I'm just thinking. That's not a loaded question, but that's kind of loaded for me, because I don't know what expectations I have for myself other than I want to finish school. That's my hope, that I want to finish school and be in the next stage of my career. And then maybe finally meet the person I'm supposed to be with for the rest of my life.
Okay.
Like, not Mario, just meet them. Because right now, nobody's in sight. So just meet them and start getting to know them. Yeah. I think, because I don't even know if I would date in my 20s.
Really? Why not?
I don't know if it's serious. It's just, I've been thinking about it, like, imagine being in school,
mm-hmm.
and you have like all these exams, all these things, and then you're not worrying about somebody else. Like, and then God forbid, you now meet a useless person. And then that's like, it's just the added stress of another human being.
Right.
Like, it's not something, I don't think for me, it's not something I can just push aside.
Mm.
It will, you know, it's a human being that, like, I care about.
Yeah.
So they will matter to me.
Mm-hmm.
And what's it like, we have an argument and I had an exam the next day.
Couldn't you wait?
But the thing with me is that those things affect me so much that, like, I can't focus.
Yeah, you can't do anything. You're
just thinking about it. So I don't know if I want that added stress in my life. But not to say that I'm not facing stress, but, like, I just know that even with friendships, arguments, they come. So imagine adding somebody that, like, your emotions are sort of tied to, even more than if.
Yeah.
You get. I don't know. If God brings them to me, I'm not going to say no. But I think I'm just like more, I think I've gotten to a place where right now might change in 2 days. But I think I've gotten to a place where like right now I'm just a little more lax on that side of my life. Like I will welcome it, like I'm open to, I guess, it's no different out there.
Okay.
But I'm just more so like I'm not in a rush for anything right now.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What do you want to accomplish?
I was gonna say I've been telling myself I want to do 30 countries before 30. Is that possible?
I mean,
it's just like Hawaii, I'm talking more than I was. But it's possible, we can't change anything in the next how many years. But I really want to do 30 questions before 30. Why? Because it sounds nice. It just sounds nice to say, like, I've been to 30 questions before I walked on 30. Like, girl. Because someone was saying the other day, like, I just want to be able to, like, when I'm telling my story, be able to see, like, oh, I did this and I did that, I did this and I did that, and I'm so cool.
Yeah.
I don't want to just be like, I went to work, also for my daily 2K. I came home because that's what it's giving right now.
Not this.
True.
Not daily 2K.
Yeah.
I really don't want to have an uneventful life. I'll say that for sure. At least even in that test, like, there are just things that I really like love to do. And it just feels all like dreams, because low-key, what time, what energy, what fun. You know what? God can make anything happen.
But exactly.
I really don't want my life to just be like, oh, she just went to school, came back.
I don't want that.
Studied, slept, ate, drank juice. But yeah.
Yeah, so I want to do 30 countries before 30. I want to... What does that want to do?
You're looking at me.
Hey, what else? Honestly, what else can I do? Yeah, the relationship part makes sense. Like, you know, I should start dating. I think I've just been afraid for so long because it's just like you said, like, just being vulnerable is not something I do. I've tried on this podcast, so.
What we do is actually trying.
Yeah.
That's
what I'm working on, because I feel like to be in a relationship, I have to be a bit more vulnerable than I am right now, and I don't know if I'm ready for that. Sorry. And I don't know, like, I really relate to what you were saying about, you know, somebody, like, if you fight and stuff like that, it being on your mind, because I'm also that way. But I've also been telling myself, like, there's no day that, like, there's no time where it's going to be like, okay, this period of time, nothing else in my life is happening, so I'm going to be, like, there's no going to be true. Any other time where, okay, this is the thing I can focus on. Like, with life, there's always something going on.
I just feel like, for me, it just feels like I'm in my building years.
That's
where fair. I don't want anybody to disrupt it.
That makes sense.
Like, I want to be in a place where, like, I've known this and this and this. Mm-hmm. And, like, I've built and structured something to where, like, adding somebody into it, it feels more natural. Like, it doesn't feel like they are part of what's helping me grow.
That's true. That's important.
Like, I know that they will help me grow, but, like, I don't want it to feel like they are that in the foundation. Like, I want it to be, they're in the building blocks, not in the foundation.
That makes sense. I like that, too.
Yeah.
That's good. Tapping.
Please. I'm selling my course. My online course.
Yeah.
Building Your Life 101.
Oh, yeah, relationships are scary. It's just like, I don't know. I looked at one of my friends. I didn't know how the song was listening to, but the guy was talking about how the girl said he was, I don't know. It was a song, and the guy was just insinuated that the girl was flirting. I was like, I can't even imagine myself doing that. Flirting. What is supposed to come out of my mouth? What am I supposed to do?
I don't know.
That is nice. I don't know, bro.
No, like, yeah, thinking about it.
I don't wonder how do people learn.
I think for me, it just has to be a friendship thing where we're just friends talking and just in
and then when they fall in love.
Yeah. Or maybe not that exactly, but like just having friendship conversations, like we're doing our sort of, but like maybe like throwing in a little, so, oh, you look handsome. I don't know.
Me too. It's like you black. Because we're both poor. We're both very poor. She said, you look handsome.
Or maybe I was to date, you know, Igbo man, so just be flirting with each other in a different language.
Oh, that's cute. I like that, actually.
That's another thing. I mean, we will go forever, but I've been thinking about, like, you know, we were talking the other day about, like, who the type of person that wants to date, and if you want to date somebody from our cultures, because of those subtle, like, the language thing, all that. That's another thing that has been scaring me.
Right.
Because I'm just like, God, what's this one he has set out for me? It's just somebody so, like, left field from what? Because that's how I've been feeling like my life is right now. Like, I feel like, yeah, like, God has been really blessing me. I'm so grateful to him.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, all the things that, like, I've dreamt about, he just brings this so left field from how I thought in my head it was going to go.
Right.
And it just took a little bit of adjustment. Like, okay, I'm still getting those things that, like, I've prayed for, but even if it's so left field from how I thought it would go.
Right.
So imagine now he now brings the man so left field.
You're like, what is this?
What is this? What's so on? I'm actually, like, worried about that. Not worried, but like, I know it's too jarring.
Yeah.
But it's interesting.
I don't know. Let's see. I'm actually intrigued to see where I end up. Like, my cousins and my family are always like, I actually want to see the person that goes to actually settle down and marry. I say, are you people okay? Like, what's that supposed to mean? But even me to self, I'm even wondering that. What do you look like? What do you behave like? Like, what actually would work for me? I don't know.
Yeah. And that's another thing. Like, people ask me, like, oh, what do you like? What do you not like?
Like, what's your type?
I'm actually not sure.
I just want to ask, like, you, no, I don't know. Like, oh, don't you feel like, have you seen me? I'm long. You know what I'm saying? So that's my only one, like, I beg. God, I beg. Like, that's my number one. Like, I'm sorry. I'm too tough for that. I'm sorry. As I said, I've spoken to the universe.
No, but, like, what was I even saying?
Your type.
My type. I don't know. I don't know exactly what that is. But, like, what's so good at, like, who's going to be good for me? That's why I'm saying, like, I'm so scared of, not scared, but, like, worried, a little worried about dating in my foundational years, because I don't really, I'm not quite sure, like, what really complements
you.
Okay. Because I feel like I'm changing so much right now that, like, adding somebody, I don't want them to be part of.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
But yeah, fun conversation. I didn't even know it would go like this.
I don't know. This is just, I don't know, it's very interesting.
It's unique.
Yeah, because now my grandma
people is that like, know what they're doing. Come and help us.
Come and help us. We'll do a flirting class. That one is needed. What else? Toasting, flirting.
Meeting people.
Meeting.
How
oh my
do
gosh.
You meet people? That's another thing. How do you?
Because in this life, you need to meet the right people.
Yeah.
Like, not even just for dating, like, just having friends. A good network, good connection. Like, it is like
co-workers. Oh my god, I just always reflect on my co-workers because they were really, really, like, so cute.
Oh my god, yes.
Like, they got me cake. Mm-hmm. And I even told them that day. And I was feeling, like, the reason why I didn't really say it because I was just feeling awkward because people would say, oh, happy birthday. And it's just like, but like I told everyone that day, like not that I told everyone that day, I kind of mentioned it to people, but I didn't really like, oh my god, my birthday, oh my god, my birthday. But people were really so sweet, like the
That's
love
nice.
That I got from them was really sweet. Like they got me cake, they sang for me, they told me happy birthday, they decorated my office, some people got me gifts. So sweet. So I'm grateful for that. Yeah, so being with the right people is very important in any setting, for real. Because it really makes and breaks your experience. Because I feel like part of the reason why I like my job is the people I work with.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, so it really makes a difference to have good, like, people. Mm. Anywhere you are.
I'm
like,
saying.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the good people in our lives.
And
you know
God
who you
bless.
Are. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Are we coming to the end of this?
Yes, we are. Oh my gosh, this is so sad. When the next time I was able to record in person?
God will provide for us.
God will do it for us. But yeah, let us know what you guys would like us to talk about. This is like a special episode. We just decided to bless you guys, you know.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you for your support. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Okay?
That comment, I actually want to see, like, reviews. Because what's all this?
To talk to you guys.
What's all this?
I don't be texting me you like the episode. Put it in the chat. Like, put it in the comment. Put it on Spotify. Write the review. I like this episode I listened to, okay? All of you that I always text you, this episode was good. I want to see it out. Don't be... congratulate me in private. Do it publicly. What is it? I'm grateful for the comments, but please support my mission. I know I'm coming up soon, but I'm actually begging. Please.
Yeah.
So
put those reviews, write those reviews down.
Subscribe to our newsletter. We have a new newsletter. Newsletter coming up soon.
Mm-hmm.
When does this one end? Soon, sir. So subscribe to them because those of you that missed that one, don't do that again.
Yeah.
Subscribe, like, everything. Look where you people hear me say this. And by now, you should even be reciting with me as I'm saying it. So, God bless you. Thank you all.
Thank you all for showing up today to be with us. So,
hallelujah.
Thank you. Bye.